web raza, this is Rancho Alegre Radio. We have something special once again. We have an interview with those hometown boys. And right here we have Joe's special. And this is from an early recording from a band when they used to be called Conjunto Internacional, de Ricky Joe Martinez. And we caught up with the hometown boys at Cuauhtémoc Hall in San Marcos. Hope you enjoyed the interview, and we're going to dedicate the whole show to those hometown boys. You know how we do it, Raza. Please go to RanchoLegreTexas.com, and that's where you'll be able to find this interview. And hope you enjoy it. Rancho Alegre Radio. I'm Palomero El Parandero Cuellar.
Okay, we're here, Rancho Alegre Radio, here outside of Cuauhtémoc Hall, here in San Marcos. And I am Baldomero El Parandero Cuellar, and I'm here with a group that's been around for a long time, Don Román. Thank you for coming y estar aquí con nosotros por esta entrevista.
Gracias a ustedes por darnos la oportunidad de estar aquí.
Oh, man, we love to see the hometown boys, you know, anytime we get a chance aquí, you know. And we're proving it right here. Se está llenando el salón here in Cuauhtémoc Hall. And ¿cuántas preguntas, if I can, sir? First of all, I'll start with you.
Sí.
Okay, ¿cómo comenzó los hometown boys?
El grupo empezó con diferente nombre.
Oh, okay, era Conjunto Internacional, y si right. me acuerdo, de Ricky y Joe Martínez. Que en paz descansen.
Desde el 76 al 90.
Fíjate.
El 90 cambió a los hometown boys.
Cambió los hometown boys. ¿Y comenzaste con tus hijos o con otros?
Desde que empezamos, desde el 76 empezamos.
Fíjate. Qué cosa. That's beautiful, man. Y cómo se dice, y todavía están aquí. I mean, esta familia, gente, ha pasado muchas tragedias, we all know, pero siguió, no paró nunca. And I don't think that was ever, you know, in the cards, que ustedes pues, pararan, ¿verdad? Se sigue,
probablemente,
que sigue la música.
Cuando Dios me diga hasta aquí, pues quién sabe si ellos seguirán, pues
ojalá que sí, ojalá que sigue la música.
Ah, no,
porque
aquí tengo uno que
okay, y a ver, arrímate and introduce yourself para la gente que no sabe. You're the vocalist.
Yes, I'm the new vocalist for the hometown boys.
Okay.
Mi nombre es Elías Arredondo.
All right. Saludos, saludos.
Gracias.
And how do you like being con los hometown boys, man?
It's an honor and a privilege being with these guys.
I hear you.
And I'm telling you, because the fact is that everywhere we go, pretty much, nos reciben con los brazos abiertos. I mean, everywhere we go, it's pretty much open arms, por donde quiera. And, I mean, it's just been one roller coaster ride after another. And it's been real fun.
Qué bueno.
Ya hemos ido para, everywhere in Texas, compadre. Hemos ido para Michigan, Chicago, Colorado, California, Florida. Si Dios quiere, este año dicen que para Ohio, we're supposed to be going to
fíjate,
Ohio.
Hasta dónde llega,
and,
fíjate.
We're supposed to be going to Ohio and to Seattle, from what I heard.
Look at that, gente. Seattle. Parece que otras partes, they appreciate Tejano music more than us sometimes, man. We need to keep the Tejano radio stations alive here. Pero right now, let's go ahead and throw some hits on by los hometown boys, and we'll be right back.
Estoy
Okay, we're here once again, Rancho Alegre Radio, and we're here with Los Hometown Boys, and there's a hometown girl in the group now. I believe she does backing vocals. Introduce yourself, hon.
Hello, I'm Rosie Perea, and I am the daughter of the Señor Martinez.
Oh, pleasure Martinez. To meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And how do you like it so far?
I've been with the group since it first started.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's right, because I've seen older issued CDs where you were on there, verdad? And
right.
Then después you were off and, you know, back and forth.
Right.
So,
uh-huh.
So, ¿qué pasó ahí?
Oh, nada. I just wanted to have a career, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I went to college and everything. I stopped the music, went
uh-huh.
on and did my own thing, and then I came back.
That's good. So. That's real good. Sí, raza, always have an education, man. That's something we always, you know, promote here. Here at Cuauhtémoc Hall, they give scholarships. It's, you know, something to fall back on because you never know qué pasa. You know, we don't know what's in the cards. So, let's see. So you've been since the beginning with
yes,
the group?
Yes, uh-huh, since
and,
the beginning.
And how do you like the road? Is it, you know,
well,
is it better?
Well, it gets tiring, but, yeah. You know, it always helps. Everybody welcomes you, and that's what gives you el
ánimo,
apoyo.
¿Verdad?
El
ánimo
right,
to keep on going.
Everybody.
Sí, porque I'm sure Román could tell us that en veces faltan las ganas, ¿verdad? No todos los días, you know, quieres, you know, tocar, pero por el gusto de la música, gusto la gente, pues ahí se pone. So, all right, let's go ahead and take another break, and we'll be back with the Hometown Boys here on Rancho Alegre Radio.
Lo que tiene esa mujer hizo pleito y se peleó con seis que conozco yo. Le tocó la de perder, le torcieron todo el pie. Pobrecita, pobrecita, gritaba ay, 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 ay. Le quitaron la peluca y empezó a gritar montonera. Alma la rata, linda la cochina, ruda la tuya, brinda la galinda, Juana la marrana, la coqueta, todas las demás.
Okay, we're here with the Hometown Boys here at Rancho Alegre Radio. Y aquí estamos con Román once again. And your latest CD, El Jefe, ¿verdad?
Yes, simplemente El Jefe.
¿Cómo se dice? Did that CD se hizo bueno para ustedes? I mean, se, you know, tiene buenas rolas.
Está bien.
¿Sí?
Ahorita está bien. Sí.
¿Y dónde, cómo se dice? ¿Dónde ahorita, después de aquí de San Marcos, dónde más van a ir?
Bueno, hoy este fin de semana vamos a montar por allá en Houston.
¿En mañana? Fíjate. ¿Y cómo se dice? ¿Siempre has tocado el bajo o otros instrumentos?
Bueno, cuando empezamos tocaba un poquito el acordeón.
¿Sí? ¿Poquito? Sí.
Yeah. Okay. El 76, una de las grabaciones que le acordé.
Y te iba a preguntar, tú que has estado, eres el mayor del grupo, una pregunta de un CD que siempre me preguntan, live, con los dos Gilbertos. Y ustedes se la llevaban muy bien con los dos Gilbertos, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Y ese disco, I mean, mucha gente lo busca, discos de M, Max, se me hace que Max Silva,
yes.
Esa compañía ya no existe y muchos la piden. That's a legendary CD, tú sabes, para todos. And, y cómo era la relación con los dos Gilbertos, man? I mean,
pues todavía hasta
todavía hasta
ahorita,
la fecha, fíjate,
muy
todavía
buena, muy buenos amigos y compañeros de música.
Okay. Y tú, ¿eres de Lubbock o de otras partes?
Bueno, yo soy nacido en Pleasanton.
Oh, sí, Pleasanton. Okay. Para todos los que no sabían, you learn something new every day aquí en Rancho Alegre.
Sí, nací en Pleasanton, pero a la edad de 11 años me salí de Pleasanton.
Oh, ok. Y ahí al West.
Yeah.
Ok, tengo mucha gente del West. Saludos para todos los del West y todos los de Pleasanton.
Para todos los que escuchen.
Oh, yeah. Que escuchen la música, man. Keep it going. Simplemente El Jefe is still on sale. You know, get all of these CDs that you can. Support the group. Cuando Hometown Boys come to your town, come on out, support the group. You know, that's the only way they're going to keep coming out. You know, it's expensive, especially con gas ahorita. No, hombre, you know, you got to support them. You know, let them know that you want them back, because that's the only way they're going to find out. So, Carazo, let's go ahead and take another break, and we'll be back with the Hometown Boys.
Soñado, llegó de pronto a inquietar mi corazón. pienso tanto y sueño en tu amor. Tita, cuando tú me besas, no sé qué me pasa y me pongo a temblar. Tita, tita, como yo te quiero, tita, no te encontrarás. En mi
We're here with the Hometown Boys here on Rancho Alegre Radio, keeping it alive, keeping it brown and proud. Y aquí estamos con Elias, the lead singer of the Hometown Boys. And, you know, a lot of this hard to find CDs and stuff, my man. Is there anywhere that these guys can find them?
Actually, believe it or not, at all the shows that the Hometown Boys perform at, we have all of those hard to find CDs anymore.
Wow.
Like Luces de Nueva York, Hombre Inocente. I think we had the one live, but from Monterrey.
Okay.
We have all of the older CDs that you can't find anymore. They have them for sale at the shows.
Did you hear that, guys? Y'all can quit calling me on this. You know, if you want these CDs, go to the Hometown Boys show. They've got their own CDs. They've got the hard to find, my man. So, no excuses. Come on out, support the group. And Elias, you know, you can say the Hometown Boys has had a few singers.
Yes.
You know, since Ricky, que en paz descanse. Pero you keep it traditional. Pero también you throw a little bit of your own in there, you know what I mean? A little flavor in there, and that, you know, that's great, man, because, you know, as you know, a band always has to evolve.
Yes.
and sometimes it's forced upon us, you know. Yes. Porque por la mano de Dios. Pero
hard.
Tú sabes, you're doing a great job, man.
I'm trying, compadrito. Like I said, if anything, like I said, the only thing I got to do is just basically thank, you know, El Jefecito, Rosie, Bobby, you know, having me in the band and todo eso. Nomás por darme la oportunidad de estar en el grupo con ellos.
Seguro que sí.
I mean, it's just like I said, it's an honor to be up there because the group is legendary. Everybody who's anybody out there knows it.
Oh, yeah.
Y como te digo, it's just a real honor and a privilege to be out there. I mean, just to sing the songs that everybody knows and recognizes, and then they sing them back to us.
Right,
oh my God,
right. I bet you that's just great, brother.
Breathtaking.
And I tell you, man, I'm just so proud that this band continued because, you know, it's one of those bands that, you know, during the 90s, during the second glory days, you know, of the, you know, everyone calls it the glory days of the 90s, of Tejano music, I was so afraid that was that, you know, because a lot of groups, you know, they fade away.
Yeah.
Or they go to other places. This band stayed together, gracias a Dios, and, you know, I'm a big fan. Anybody that knows me knows that I love the Hometown Boys. And give me a little bit of your influences.
Basically, the influences, compadre, I mean, I've always, when I first got with Bobby on the phone, he was telling me, he goes, write me down the list of all the songs that you know from the Hometown Boys. I wrote down all the songs, and I send it to him, and he's like, wow, you know these songs? I said, I know all of them pretty
much. That's awesome.
I said, it's just... You know, with the exception of some of the older songs,
uh-huh.
Pero basically, I guess from 1990 and on, I pretty much know the majority.
Fíjate.
Of them. Todavía en vez en cuando se me chispotean. I've heard a couple of them.
¿A quién no?
Yeah. Because the thing is that you got a lot of hits, and the thing is that, I mean, everybody always asks for the biggest hits.
Yes.
And the deal is, en vez en cuando, you just can't remember all of them.
I hear you, brother.
I really do try to just keep updated with everything and anything that the Hometown Boys recorded.
Right.
And all of the biggest hits, of course, you know, it's something that I got to definitely know on hand because.
Oh, yeah.
If I sing them wrong, the people are going to know. And because they sing it with me, so they'll know.
Te están watching, hey, vato, ¿qué tienes tú?
I blame it on the alcohol.
Right, that's all. So right now, talking about the older hits, let's go ahead and throw a couple of older hits by the Hometown Boys. You know, and once again, we're here with those Hometown Boys here on Rancho Alegre Radio. We'll be right back.
que mi amor es viejo, viejo el viento y todavía sopla.
We're here back with Los Hometown Boys here at Cuauhtémoc Hall in San Marcos. Marcos, excuse me. Se me chispito. It happens to the best of us. Oh, yeah. Yeah, San Marcos, Texas. Rosie, who are your influences? And I know your dad is a big influence, you know, pero,
oh, yes.
Pero who else motivated you to get up on that stage? Because it's scary. You
know,
you
way know, back when, the big groups era Agustin Ramirez, Freddie Martinez, Ruben Ramos, Alfonso Ramos, all the big greats.
All the big greats, huh? And have you worked with anybody else? You've just recorded with the
no,
band?
Just or with just, us.
Oh, fíjate,
no, just
that's beautiful. That's yes. Good. And, ¿cómo se dice? And family? You have a family back home? Or?
I have a son and a daughter.
Okay,
my husband passed away. So,
oh, yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. And let's see. How hard is it to leave the kids at home? You know,
well, they're
I know,
grown now, so
oh,
I don't
they're
have
grown? Oh, okay. Because I'm saying, you know, it's hard for men, but I can imagine for a mother,
it's
harder, you know, and I always wonder about that, looking
well,
at all the...
that's one reason why I waited so long to come back.
Okay.
Oh,
that's a
that,
good reason. So. That's a real good reason. Okay. And let's see, what's one of your favorite songs? Let's see if we can, you know,
one track of my one.
Yeah, one
songs?
Of your favorite ones. What did you grow up with?
One of our songs?
Yeah, anyone, anybody.
El Pintor, like everybody
El
else.
El Pintor. Okay, let's go ahead and throw El Pintor on. For Rosie, you know, everyone else loved this song. I did too. And let's take it away, Rancho Alegre Radio.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back. Rancho Alegre Radio right here, Cuauhtémoc Hall, San Marcos, Texas. Got it right that time. Watch out. Yeah, aquí estamos con Don Román. And we all pretty much grew up with his music. Pero Román, what music did you grow up? ¿Qué te motivó para tú entrarle a la música tan duro y con tanto pasión?
Bueno, es que yo desde chico aprendí a tocar poquito el acordeón y guitarra. La razón que le seguí yo a la música porque lo vi de yo en mis hijos cuando estaban chiquitos.
Desde chiquitos agarraba, comenzaron.
Agarraba mi guitarra y mi acordeón, arrastraban por el piso.
Fíjate.
Yo empecé a ver que les
te gustaba, animó de entrarle duro en la música. Y ¿cómo se dice? Y otros influencias. ¿Con qué música tú, otros artistas?
Bueno, con el último grupo que toqué yo fue con Los Madrugadores.
Ok. ¿Y no oías nada como Pedro Infante o José Alfredo? ¿Qué en otros te dijo? ¿Sabes qué?
Bueno, pues yo y mi hermano tuvimos un grupo para empezar, pero, ajá, pero nada serio aquí, más...
Lo más...
Hardest y algo así, ¿no? Okay. En ese tiempo, cuando de veras vine a agarrar la música en serio, fue cuando empezamos yo y mi hijo.
Fíjate. Well, man, gracias a Dios que lo agarraste bien en serio, porque la linda música que los dejaste, que los tienes aquí bailando, you know, hasta las canciones viejas, you know, gente está lista para echar chanclazos, ¿verdad? Yeah. So, we've been here con los Hometown Boys, and we're going to hear from some other members, and right now los vamos a despedir de Rosie, de Don Román y de who else we got over here. Elias. I keep wanting to say Elias. I had a primo named Elias and I know
you told me Adolf, I'll answer, but...
So we've been here with these three members of the Hometown Boys, and we want to thank them for being with us, and let's continue the show. This is Rancho Alegre Radio.
Vestida de blanco.
have two more members in the studio right here. Well, actually, we're live at Cuauhtémoc Hall, San Marcos, Texas. If you get a chance to see these guys, you will not be disappointed. Okay, my man, introduce yourself. What do you play in the band?
My name is Bobby Martinez. I am the manager and co-owner of the Hometown Boy, and I play bass.
Órale, bass. Fíjate nomás. And you, my man?
My name is Anthony Trevino, coordinista por los Hometown Boys, man. What's going on?
Nada, man. Trying to keep it alive, trying to keep it brown, trying to keep it proud. A little bit of huera también, you know. You got to be happy, be friendly to everybody. So, a little bit of questions if I could, Rube. I know you have a show to do in a little bit, so... We'll try to make this fast and painless as possible.
Not a problem.
So how long y'all been with the group, man?
I've been with the group forever.
Have you? Since the beginning? Orale.
Yeah, I was like the original bass player back in the 70s. So
fíjate.
Yeah.
And people, you see, we learn something every day. I didn't know that. You know, I learned something. So.
I'm one of the brothers, actually.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Oh, okay. And where did you fall on the line? The youngest?
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle?
Three older and two younger.
And I was telling your dad, Don Roman, you know, thank you guys for continuing, man. You know, the tradition is going strong, and I'm really happy about that. And I was telling him how a lot of bands sometimes fold. Yeah. You guys kept it going, and I'm really happy about that.
Well,
you know, I'm sure a lot
you.
Of people.
I appreciate it, but it's, you know, a lot of it has to do with the fans and the radio people like you guys and everything else that keep us going.
I hear you, man.
Because if nobody would listen to our music and stuff, I mean... We'd be without work.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And como se dice, any tours of Mexico? Y'all do Mexico a lot, or right now, no?
Well, we tour a lot of Mexico, but here recently, they called me for a job down there, but I turned it down. It's not safe right now.
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous for that. Yeah, we spoke to the Dos Gilbertos, and they said, man, not right now. You know, it's sad that's what it's come to, pero... Hey, life before anything else, my man, you know?
That's right. No, but we got other stuff coming up. We got the Vegas show coming up in August.
Oh, okay. Hear that, fans? Make sure to...
5th of August, be there.
Hell yeah. Come on, support the bands.
And then we got a trip coming up in the beginning of September to... they call it the Midwest Tour. It's going to be up to Wisconsin, Ohio, and where else?
Michigan.
Fíjate nomás. Yeah, look where the Hunter Music is just reaching out. All places, man.
Yeah,
so
we've been to Alabama, man.
Fíjate. Did they ask for some Skinner... Sweet Home Alabama.
I'm glad they didn't. We would have been up a creek without a paddle, man.
Well, hey, man, the way I see it, if they have like $100 in their hand, you know, even if you just do it by yourself, yeah. We'll sing it. Never turn down that green, ¿verdad? I mean, yeah. Especially with gas prices ahorita.
Yeah.
But that's awesome, man. Alabama, fíjate. Yeah. And let's see, latest album, Simplemente el Jefe.
Yes, sir.
That's Oyendo Donde Quiera, you know, and I know that.
We appreciate it porque that CD. After the first CD we put out with Amex Records, Cargando la Bandera, I dedicated that to my brothers.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
This next CD, Simplemente el Jefe, this was dedicated to my dad.
Fíjate. So, so it's all about him, man. El don, yeah, like sure. I like to say, el don de la familia. And what about you, my man? How do you like being with the band, man?
Man, I like it. You know, growing up, that's all we listened to was Hometown Boys and Dos Iberitos, Nicky Snick and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I had my own... Conjunto, and you know, just I've always studied Joe. I just didn't listen to him. I never got to see him live, but I listened and really studied his techniques. And,
fíjate,
it's something that stuck with me.
Right.
And you know, every time the Hometown Boys would come into my hometown, you know, I would get a chance to at least go up and play a couple songs, and you know, and that right there was enough for me.
But, right.
You know, whenever the phone call came, and then. You know, they asked if I'd be interested, man. It was like...
Jumped on it,
a dream come true. And, you know, La Familia Martinez, it's a great organization to be a part of.
Oh, yeah.
I'm proud and honored. We're still doing it, man. You know, we're still helping clubs sell out of beer. We're still,
Oh, yeah.
We're still doing big shows. You know, like Bobby said, Vegas. We're also going to perform at the TTMAs, you know.
Fíjate.
We're going to perform there and be there. And also, I believe we're probably going to be nominated, I hope, you know.
A couple of things, yeah.
I'm sure you will.
We're still climbing, man, and our fan base, believe it or not, is still growing, you know, which is kind of weird for a band that has been established for so many years.
And so many changes.
Yeah, exactly, with all the changes and, you know, and I think the Hometown Boys probably have the best fans in the world, you know.
I agree, because I'm one of them.
You know, they're still out there, man. They're still supporting us, even with the changes with me. I've been in the group for almost 3 years now.
Fíjate.
And, Man, it's awesome.
Fíjate.
Awesome, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world.
I hear you, brother. Well, right here, we're with the Hometown Boys. Let's go ahead and take a little break. Let's go ahead and throw some more Hometown Boys music, new and old, man. It's all good. So we're here at Rancho Alegre Radio. We'll be right back.
Barandales del puente.
back with Los Hometown Boys, two of the members, and let's see. And you guys, y'all do double bill shows all the time, you know, with other bands. You know, how's your relationship with other bands, man? It's all good, or
it's all good. You know, we're the type of guys, we get along with everybody, you know. And for some bands, it's kind of all about who closes, who opens.
Right, right.
You know, no matter what time of the night it is, the Hometown Boys are going to go up on stage, and we're going to do our thing.
Now, that's dedication.
110%, no matter what time of the day it is, what time of the night, it doesn't matter.
That's,
you know,
good. That's
gonna
good.
We're going to put on the same show. And we're going to go home happy.
Right.
And I know the fans are, too.
And you spoke a little bit about, como se dice, the changes, el cambio, you know, a new fan base. That's really incredible for y'all to do that. Like I said, because a lot of bands drop off a little bit, you know, when they lose a member, you know, here and there, or they leave the group, whatever. Y'all guys didn't skip a beat. You know, like you said, there is a new fan base out there. And yes, hearing you guys, the new sound, or not the new sound, but, you know, the traditional sound, makes them want to go back and look at the older stuff. To right. see the roots of the Hometown Boys, even as far when they were called Conjunto Internacional. And, man, we're proud of you guys. We're
Thank
proud
you.
Of you guys, and, you know, it's really great.
And that was one of our main objectives on the Simplemente El Jefe CD, was to let's take it back to the 90s, you know,
yeah.
the sound that the people grown to love.
Right.
And we did it. We went in the studio. We did it, and it shows in our live shows. As well.
Oh, yeah.
We still have the fans from back in the 80s.
Right,
that
right.
are still coming around, and they'll tell the stories, man. We used to party with Jesse and Ricky. And
right.
Joe, you know, and it's cool to get to hear that, you know.
And funny you say that. You know, a lot of people, I've read articles where some people are like, you know what, we need to bring Tejano out of the 90s. You know what, if the people want it, if that's the sound they want, you know, you give the people what they want. What do you think? You know, I think it's you know, if the people want it, that's what you're pleasing. That's
right,
the boss.
I mean, I can only talk for the Hometown Boys. And as far as the Hometown Boys go, the style's always going to be the same.
Right, right.
Always.
Right.
I mean, that's what made the Hometown Boys.
That's what made them. That's my
that's
point.
That's what's going to keep the Hometown Boys going.
Right. It's there's a lot to be said about tradition. And, you know, and we're not here bad-mouthing anybody. A lot of people want to do new things. That's fine. But the way I see it, don't talk down on the ones who are doing the traditional stuff, man, because that, you know, it's what we grew up with. It takes us back. You hear certain songs, te lleva para atrás, you know, right. back to a better time in your life, or when your dad was alive, or when your tío was alive, you know, whatever. And you know, just live and let live, como digo. You know, it's yeah. all música, and it's all for the gente, you know, placer yeah. de la gente.
Especially with a band that has a career span of like 40 years.
Definitely.
You know, nobody
Definitely.
Wants to hear the Hometown Boys play bachata or...
Right,
you want to hear us do
right.
a solido song or a style song or whatever. It's not going to happen.
So, one question: when are we going to get another live album, man? With this new, you know, we always get calls. You know, do you have the live from Monterrey, live with the Hometown Boys, or just live? Come on, man!
Actually,
y'all been, capture that energy like
actually,
no one else.
Yeah, we've been talking to our label about doing something like that.
Awesome!
So,
yeah,
but it, yeah, it's in the works. But I think first we're going to put out another CD.
Orale.
In the studio. Before we work on the live one.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go, fans. Quit calling me. I don't know. There they are. They're working on it. So, you know, let's wait. And once again, I want to point out, a lot of the out-of-print CDs that you can't find no more, that y'all keep calling us here at Rancho Alegre Radio, they have them at their live shows.
Yeah,
come to
out.
Their live. Yes, come yeah, check come them out live. Here. This is a band that has gone through a lot, but they have not skipped a beat. They keep it going. Chanclazos are going. Cowboy hats. Stacey Adams. Gritos. Otra. You know. Yeah. So it's still here, man. And please, folks, support the band. You've been listening to Rancho Alegre Radio. Thank you, guys. Thank you
Thank
for
you,
coming.
Appreciate it.
And we'll see y'all the next time. We're gonna keep checking up on these. Anytime they're in town, man, go see them. You will not regret it. It's money well spent. And thank you, everybody. And this is Rancho Alegre Radio. Baldomero El Parrandero Cuellar. And I was here with the Hometown Boys.
Laters.
All right. Hope you enjoyed the interview with the Hometown Boys. We're going to keep it going. We still got a little bit more time to play some hits. Oldies, new ones. Keep on listening. Rancho Alegre Radio.
Si tú eres mi consentida.
llevado todo, no me llevo nada. ¿Qué más quieres de mí? Ya sufrí bastante, me bebí mi llanto por no darte amargura. Y ahora que me alejo, y ahora que me alejo, ahí te dejo mi alma. No te haré ningún reproche. Cierta, miras un lucero. Este es mi recuerdo que te alumbra el alma desde allá del cielo.
Colorado. So we were talking about Hometown Boys Live, and that was a little bit of it. And be sure to check out our playlist on RanchoNavyTexas.com. We have a lot of Hometown Boys Live there. And I hope you enjoyed the interview here. I'm by the middle and by the little way. And it was a great show. It was a great honor to meet the man. I've always wanted to do an interview with him. Finally got the chance. If you get a chance, go check out the Hometown Boys. Do yourself a favor. Go check them out, man. Keep music alive. Keep the Honda music alive. Get some support from some radio stations. Get some real interviews done. And let's teach the people about our music, Tejano's music. And once again, listen to Rancho Negro Radio. Thank you very much. Hope you enjoyed the show.